Chapter 14. In Love. On the drive back to Tredonald, Hugh talked about Beth, how much he liked her, what a warm person she was, how he wanted to see more of her. He'd decided it was safer to talk about Beth rather than about him and Megan. "She's coming up to Tredonald on Saturday to have dinner with you and Paul, isn't she? Perhaps I'll be able to spend a little more time with her then," said Hugh.
"Yes, that's a good idea," said Megan. "Beth told you about Paul, that we're getting married?"
"Yes, of course she did. I'm sorry, Hugh. I did mean to tell you yesterday, but it didn't seem the right time."
"When are you marrying him?" asked Hugh.
21st of September. I'm in the middle of selling the shop and the flat at the moment, and when that's all finished, I'll move to London."
Megan didn't feel very comfortable talking to Hugh about her future life with Paul. However, he seemed to be okay about it.
"And what about Tredonald and all your friends here, and Beth in Cardiff? Won't you miss it all?" asked Hugh.
"Yes, of course," said Megan quietly. "It'll be strange at first, but I'm ready for a change. The mine is working well. They don't need me anymore. Beth and the grandchildren have their own lives. And Paul and I haven't hurried. We've got to know each other very well, and I know we'll be happy together. I've told him about you, and I'd like you to meet him on Saturday. Will you join us for dinner?"
"Thank you. I'd like to. And can I ask you, Megan, do you love him?"
Hugh had to ask. He couldn't just continue being nice. He couldn't hide what he felt any longer.
"Do you feel that you can't live without him? Are you happy every time you see him or hear his voice on the phone? Can you?"
Hugh had many more questions that he wanted Megan to answer, but she stopped him.
"Hugh, why are you asking me all this?" asked Megan in surprise. "It isn't any of your business how I feel about Paul."
"Maybe not," replied Hugh, "but I want you to be sure that you're doing the right thing and for the right reasons."
Megan stopped the car at the side of the road and turned to face Hugh.
"Of course I'm sure,"
replied Megan, a little angrily.
"Because I think we still love each other," said Hugh. "Well, perhaps I should say that I know I love you. I've always loved you. Even when I was married to Josie, deep inside I knew that. And I think she did too. And I think you still feel something for me, don't you?"
Megan sat looking straight ahead. She didn't know what to say.
"I don't want you to marry Paul," he continued. "I want you to marry me. And I've got about 2 weeks to make you feel that too."
Hugh hadn't meant to say it quite like that, but he wanted Megan to be clear about how he felt, and he didn't have very much time.
"Hugh, you can't just come back into my life after 50 years and start organizing everything. You don't love me. How can you? You don't know me. I think it's wonderful that we've been able to meet again and become friends. But my future is with Paul.
Megan, I won't say any more about it. But I just want you to promise that you'll think about what I've said, Hugh said quietly.
How can I forget it?
Thought Megan to herself. Megan started the car, and they drove back to Donald, without saying a word to each other. Hugh got out at his hotel, and they said goodbye. He said he would phone her the next day, but they made no other plans. Hugh felt it was better to give Megan some time alone, even though he wanted to be with her every minute of every day.